Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Peyton Jones guides us through the Old Testament book of Leviticus. Now to Pastor Peyton.
Leviticus chapter 18 today on Through the Word. Chapter 18 tells us there's a new sheriff in town and he's going to be laying down the law. Remember that the children of Israel were slaves and God had set them free, and now he was their new master. The refrain is repeated all throughout the chapter, I am the Lord, which means master. Verses 1 through 5 say, And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the people of Israel, and say to them, I am the Lord your God. You shall not do as they do in the land of Egypt, where you lived, and you shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan, to which I'm bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes. You shall follow my rules and keep my statutes and walk in them. I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my rules. If a person does them, he shall live by them, for I am the Lord. At first reading, this chapter can almost sound like a little bit of a power trip coming from God. I mean, he is the Almighty after all. He has all the power. Let's not kid ourselves. But God isn't like a parent who has to lord it over us. My house, my rules. Instead, what God is going to tell them in this chapter is actually going to prolong their life, keep them healthy, keep them safe, and show them a completely new way to relate to one another. Remember, they were slaves. They lived in a ghetto in Egypt, a cesspit of immorality and vice. There were no rules, no regulations. As long as they showed up to work and that whip cracked their back to make them build faster, making the pyramids or whatever else it was Pharaoh wanted them to make, they didn't give a squat what happened to the Israelites. They were mistreated, malnourished, and neglected. 400 years of slavery had made them like a bunch of animals thrown into a pit. When verse 5 says, the person who obeys these things or does them shall live by them, God wasn't messing around. The stuff they were doing was killing one another, literally. For evidence of that, all you have to do is read verses 6 through 18. It's quite a savory little passage and tells you a bunch of stuff that you wouldn't even think of doing, but was normal practice for them. Let's look at some of the things that were forbidden. Verse 6 says, None of you shall approach any one of his close relatives to uncover nakedness. I am the Lord. Uncovering their nakedness meant everything from looking at them to everything you did afterwards. Basically, they were being told, don't perv out on each other's naughty bits. But beyond that, don't lie with each other. Don't sleep with each other. In verse 6, they're told not to uncover the nakedness of their father or mother. And I just have to interrupt here and say, if you want to see your parents naked, you really got problems. But it goes on and it lists all the different people in your family that you shouldn't want to see. Your brother, your sister, your daughter, your son, your daughter-in-law, your son-in-law. Verse 17 concludes by saying, these are your relatives. It's depravity. Oh yeah, and all that stuff about taking your sister's wife to be your second wife? Yeah, that's pretty much all done with now. Look at verse 18 for proof. I guess the Mormons on sister wives probably need to read verse 18, huh? Now, these are the kind of things you wouldn't even think of telling somebody not to do unless they had a problem. You have to stand back and ask yourself, what kind of people were these that God even had to mention this stuff? It's kind of like when you have a toddler and you tell him, hey, don't stick that bean up your nose. You learn as a parent never to say stuff like that unless the kid's holding a bean and it's close to his nose. Otherwise, you're just giving him ideas. Well, God is telling these people this because they need to hear it. They've been doing this stuff and their practices need to change. Verse 19 tells you not to sleep with a woman while she's in her time of the month. So far, so good. Nothing too radical there, but wait till you get to verse 20. Verse 20 tells you not to sleep with your neighbor's wife, but verse 21 is where it gets just a little bit strange. God says, do not offer your children to Molech. Verse 21 says, you shall not give your children to offer them to Molech and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. Molech was an idol. He was another god, and his statue had two arms outstretched, and underneath each of his hands was a bowl of hot coals. They would heat those coals up until the flames would eventually heat the iron hands of Molech up so hot that they glowed red, and then, horror of horrors, the worshippers would set living children or babies into those red-hot hands, thus sacrificing them to Molech. As with all of God's commandments, they eventually boil down to this. God wants to protect you. He wants to protect me. It may seem like a pretty good idea to do a lot of this stuff in this chapter. Maybe it did to them anyways. All I can say is if you've ever had a bean up your nose, you know it's not so fun afterwards. And I'd almost bet money that somewhere I still got a bean stuck up in my nose somewhere. Many of the things that God forbids sexually are because they involve consequences. They rip people's lives apart. They hurt innocent people. Not that he needed to explain himself, but in verse 24, God does. He says, "Do not make yourselves unclean by any of these things, for by all these the nations I am driving out before you have become unclean, and the land has become unclean, so that I punished its iniquity, and the land vomited out the inhabitants." So this was normal for the people in the surrounding regions. It was an anything-goes society, and God said, that shouldn't be the case for you. You are to be different. You are to be holy, for I am the Lord. I am your master. I will tell you what is acceptable and what is not. Here God sets a stage as well by telling them, this is the reason I'm driving the nations out that were here before you. They did all of this stuff, and here comes the promise that should they ever be guilty of the same things, God says, I will empty you out of the land as well. Verse 30 says, "So keep my charge to never do any of these abominable customs that were practiced before you, and never make yourselves unclean by them. I am the Lord your God." That's God's way of saying, listen up, pilgrims. I'm the John Wayne of this territory. There's a new sheriff in town, new master, new laws. Time to get some order around these here parts. And if you want to go sticking beans up your nose, I'll shoot you dead like a dog. Well, he doesn't exactly say that, but he does say that you'll be cut off. Same difference. Read Leviticus chapter 18 today, but try not to do it with a John Wayne accent. But as you do read it, ask yourself if you've truly set apart Christ as Lord in your heart, like the scripture tells you to. Is he your master? And if so, does he have mastery over everything about you? Your thoughts, your sexual urges, and the desire to put beans up your nose?
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing.